Принесла курка ко-ко.
Щойно начинало, принесла курка ко-ко. Ой-ой-ой.
Хто не вийде на вулицю?
Му-ха, му-ха, му-ха.
The Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline is now live to help victims and survivors get vital social and emergency services. If you need help or want to help stop human trafficking, call 1-833-900-1010.
Listen to Home of Burnaby Rock, CJSF's Lux Rock Electronic Show. 2 hours of relative power each and every Friday, 6 to 8 p.m., and repeats every Thursday, 10 to midnight, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Do it.
This is Diana, and I like to wake up to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc on CJSF 90.1 FM. That is, if I have to get up early.
That's perfect.
It was a mess.
Nobody.
there kicked off our wonderful, magical trip through Kyushu Island, southern Japan. That's right, we have an hour now to explore this fantastic and very exciting place, musically speaking. We just started, by the way, with a musician who is known as the Bob Dylan of Japan, perhaps, although that song certainly didn't sound like Bob Dylan, I don't think. I guess earlier in his career, he was more folk rock and had a big influence on the rock scene in Japan. Actually, his 1973 album was the first album to sell over a million copies in Japan alone. His name, yes, Yosui Inoue. That's Y-O-S-U-I. Last name, I-N-O-U-E. And the song we heard was Pi-Po-Pa. Yes, that was from his 14th album, which came out in 1990. It's called Handsome Boy. And weirdly, he started off his career in the early 70s known as Andre Condre, and his first single was called Condre Mandre. That's way too confusing. So anyways, he's done well for himself. He is, by the way, from the city of Fukuoka. By the way, also in the background right now happening is an ambient guitar player, multi-instrumentalist named Takeshi Yamamoto, and this is from his Gaslight LP of 2020. The song is Rain. Yes, beautiful ambient stuff. And so a little bit about Kyushu Island. It is the third biggest of the main islands in Japan after Honshu, which is the one with Tokyo and most of the biggest cities. Then you got Hokkaido, the second biggest. We've actually done a program on the music of Hokkaido that's in the north of Japan. And yes, Kyushu is south of Honshu, so it's not as far south as like Okinawa and all the tropical smaller islands of Japan, but it is the southernmost of the main chain of islands. There's about 14 million people in Kyushu Island, and that's about 10% of the population of Japan. So not a different ethnic group or language than the main island of Honshu. So I'd say this music is characteristically Japanese, nothing maybe too unexpected, although that's not always true. With Japanese, music is always very exciting, very futuristic, and very very odd, I would say, in some ways. You'll hear a whole bunch of different stuff. I'm not going to tell you too much, but actually we're going to next hear a song that's the closest thing to a folk song. And across Japan, folk songs are called Minyo. So usually they're about pretty day-to-day things, fishing, herding, perhaps. This song is about mining. So yes, very exciting. So this song is just credited to the group from Fukuoka. And this is on the great archiving label Folkways Records. It's called Simply the Coal Miner's Song. And this compilation was arranged by Ryutaro Hattori from his own collection. Yes. So we're going to hear a beautiful old folk number here, and then follow that up with some weird electronic hip-hop sort of stuff. And then you'll hear me attempt to put them together. So we'll see if it works. Stick around. Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FN, traveling through the music scene of Kyushu Island, Japan.
Sama-chan ga kayo wa ni Thank you.
Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Little Burnaby Mountain. And we might as well be in Japan right now as we travel through the music scene of Kyushu Island. Yes, southern Japan. And we just heard four widely different artists from the city of Fukuoka, one of the biggest on the island. And the last one is a new-ish project of an artist named Takashi Kuranaga, and it is called Osteola. Yeah, we call that electronic, I suppose. It is a song called Amalgamating Receptive Fields, Volume 1.21. Yes, the LP is Capturing Intertheoreticals. So yes, 2019. And before that, we took a trip to the past, 1980, and a classic rock band called Sheena and the Rockets. They actually sounded a bit more electronic, like definitely a 80s thing going on there with synths and stuff, but they're known more as a rock band. But I like that song in particular. It's called Ukabino Peach Girl. Yeah, Sheena and the Rockets from Fukuoka. And before that, we heard... Well, okay. Well, you heard me try to put two things together. The second one was a interesting solo artist who goes by Tatumi. That's T-A-2-M-I. And this fellow, real name Tatsumi Akinobu, is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist monk from the countryside who is also a multi-talented musician, battle DJ, beatboxer, and he will cut your head off with his hand. So yeah, pretty amazing to be a musician slash assassin. Sorry, stereotype, but yeah, Buddhist monk, musician. Wow, powerful fellow. And I mixed up his music with the previous song that I played, so you heard them separately, but I thought it was just too much fun to try to put that with an ancient folk song. So before that, we heard simply titled The Coal Miner's Song by Group from Fukuoka. And yeah, we got to hear them playing together that ancient song and the new Buddhist monk electro hip-hop. Right on. So we heard music from Fukuoka, which is on the north coast of Kyushu Island. Next, we're going to travel just a little bit further southwest to the city of Nagasaki, which infamously was bombed with the atomic bomb during World War II, aside from probably the one that's more famous, which was perhaps more devastating in terms of fatalities, the one at Hiroshima, which is just a bit north of Kyushu Island. Only found one musician from the city of Nagasaki, which seems to have been rebuilt. This artist, this is a musician who, actually the band is based in Tokyo, but the singer and guitar player is from Nagasaki. And his name, probably not his real name, Guitar Wolf. That's right. They did a Ramones thing when the bass player is known as Bass Wolf, drummer is known as Drum Wolf. So yeah, Guitar Wolf, surprisingly long-running band for such a seemingly gimmick of a project. These guys are still going strong. They've put out, I don't even know how many albums, a lot of albums since their formation in 1987. So, yeah, real name of the guitar player is Seiji. And this is their most recent album from 2019. It is gritty, it is dirty, and very exciting music. It's kind of hard on the ears, but yeah, hope you enjoy this. It's called Fireball Red Legend from the album Love and Jet. And that's Jet with two T's, because Joan Jett, big influence on these guys. But they're a lot more intense. yes, it's like rockabilly meets punk noise core, I would say. So yeah, Guitar Wolf coming right at you here.
1, 2, 3, 4!